Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Y'all sitting up straight? Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Today we're going to be talking about a couple interesting things. One is Tonga, and another one is a book. And it took me about 3 years to read the book, but it should soon be available. I'm a slow reader. Jason, thank you for engineering. Gwyneth, welcome.
Hello, Vincent. How are you today?
I'm just doing great. You know, Gwyneth, I mentioned that it took me about 3 years to read this book. And and I read the whole book. Do you want to start with the book, or do you want to start with what happened in the Ring of Fire?
Okay. I think I'll start with the book. And it's actually a book that I wrote, and I've already written it. I'm just putting together the editing and all that sort of thing, and it was actually written over a period of about 2 or 3 years. And the book is entitled Letters to Vincent. And it's a book of email that I've sent to Vincent with a few replies, just one or two replies. Usually it was just me emailing Vincent. I would write these quite extensive emails. Some of them were well over 1,000 words long, which apparently is quite an email by today's standards when people write emails and they're sort of like, okay, see ya, where you going, how you doing, all the rest of it. That's generally not what my emails were like, was it, Vincent?
Oh, no. No, and you know, I've been commenting over the years that when Gwyneth writes an email, it's like she's writing a novel, and it's there's a lot to it. You know, there are pictures, there are descriptions, and these emails are incredibly fleshed out. It's like, here's the subject, and here is the history around it. Here are the facts. Here's how it rolled out. And on every imaginable subject. So it's not just, here's the news, here's the take on the news. It is who, what, when, where, why, how, and thoughts combined with opinions. And absolutely incredible. And Gwyneth asked me if I would be able to retrieve those emails, and asked me if it would be all right with me if she published a book with the emails that she sent me. And she's absolutely correct that I would say most of what is the content of this book happens to be emails from Gwyneth to me. Sometimes there are emails from me to Gwyneth, with then Gwyneth fleshes them out. They are talking points, but they're not just bullet points. They're not just five words. The talking points might be 1,000 words or more. And that's what this book is, and it's incredible. The knowledge base that is in this book is incredible, and literally took me several years to read it, and starting with 2019, 2020, 2021, and current. So that is the content of this book. And it literally took me just to cut and paste from the emails. It took several days of deliberate, focused, nonstop work on the computer just to put this together. It was already written. Just taking, cutting, pasting, and putting into a document form to email it to Gwyneth. And Gwyneth, how long is it? How many words is a typical book today?
Well, I've got three novels that I've published on Amazon. If anyone wants to go and buy my novels on Amazon, then they can. At the moment, they're in print format, but fairly soon, because of all the supply chain problems with Amazon, I'm going to convert them to e-books. Okay? So if you want to wait for a bit, then you can get them in e-book form. But at the moment, they're in print form. They're about 30,000 words each. Mm-hmm. And I'm about halfway through what will be volume one of Letters to Vincent, and that will be 2020. So my end of getting these Word documents that Vincent sent me and editing them, the occasionally bits of code get through, email-type code, duplications of text and, sort of bits of... If anyone has had anything to do with email archives, they'll know what I'm talking about, because that's basically what was sent to me. And also things like changing the font, changing the size of the font, paginating it, making sure that it looks good, putting illustrations back in that I had in my archives and all this sort of thing. And so far, I'm halfway through volume one, and it's about 30,000 words, which when it is in print form, because it will be available in print and as an e-book, it will be so far about 250 pages. So when volume one is finished, it will be about 500 pages long, which is... like your average Barbara Sala Bradford novel, just about, sort of these trade paperback novels that are like 1.5 inches thick. That's how thick it will be, about an inch thick or maybe a bit more, just depending on how it goes. But about 500 pages is about an inch thick book. So, and there's going to be probably two or three volumes. We'll just see how it goes. So, yeah, this is it. And
I just brought up one of the emails that I sent you, and so it's in Word format, Microsoft Word format. I actually used LibreOffice and saved it in Microsoft Word format. But so I did not use a Microsoft product to do this. But I just brought up one email that I sent you with the text, actually in a document. So it begins in February 1 of 21 through the end of April of 21. So February, March, April, 3 months. So 3 months of emails. I just did a word count. 34,000 words you wrote in 3 months. And the character count, excluding spaces, is 158,000 characters. So that's just for 3 months. So this went on for 3 years. The period that we're talking about in this book. So that's just the tip of the iceberg, what I'm looking at right now. So it is extensive, absolutely extensive. And
very interesting.
You want to talk? Absolutely. It talks about bushfires, kangaroos, eating snakes, the
horse
types
breaking.
Of snakes that are, huh? What was that?
Horse breaking.
And having a horse break, Gwyneth, yes.
That found its way into it as well. The horse broke me. I broke the horse and then the horse broke me. So it was still friends. By the way, if there's anyone in Australia who is interested in buying a horse and lives in Victoria, you can go on tradingpost.com.au and look under the horses for sale section, and there's a horse there for sale. And I think you'll recognize the email address when you see it, and it's for $500. So if anyone is interested in buying a horse, this is not the horse that broke me. She's a very sweet girl, but she's a standard breed, and she needs a bit better food than what I can give her at the moment, which is why I'm selling her, which is the right thing to do. But if you want to contact me through the methods that are outlined in the Trading Post, if you live in Victoria and you would like to help Gwyneth and you have space to keep a horse, then that would very much help me at the moment. Or if you need cactuses, if you live anywhere in Australia, except in the West Australia, the Northern Territory, or Tasmania, and you like the Indian fig cactuses, then I am selling them on tradingpost.com.au. And that is the propagation stock for the proper agricultural prickly pear cactuses, sometimes known as Nepal cactus or tuna. And before our world was turned upside down, I had a tidy little hobby that was selling this propagation stock, and I've begun doing it once again. So once again, if you live in Australia, then go to tradingpost.com.au, go to the garden section, and you'll find me, because I think I'm the only one who is selling this sort of cactus here. And previously, when I was, like I said, before the world got turned upside down, this was a tidy little hobby for me, and it was earning me a bit of pocket money. But now it's going to help to keep me on air. So if you do that, that's a practical way that you can help me. Okay, does that make sense?
Oh, sure. And you know, this book is, I think, is going to be quite fascinating. I don't know if there is such a thing. It's kind of like a combination of a how to do it manual, a linear progression of the pandemic, the lockdowns, licensing for what you can sell from your farm without what you have to be licensed for to sell from your farm, restrictions, and how-to advice, how to hunt rabbits. I'll go through a few more. I mean, I'm just looking at a couple months here of 3 months of topics, but it's absolutely incredible. I'm really looking forward to seeing the whole thing all put together. I've read it. I've read the whole book. I just haven't read the final edited version. We'll be right. Which is quite something. This is really something. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So Gwyneth has written a book, and as I mentioned, I've read it, and she is editing it to its final state where it's going to be published. And I think you'll find it quite fascinating. You'll learn about the life that she leads and lives. What she does. And Gwyneth, would it be all right if I just read a couple paragraphs from one of your emails to me?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right, so in February of 21, she said, "I'm recommending that my sons forget their cell phones when they go out, and I do not plan on leaving my farm for any reason anytime soon. Fortunately, I have quite a bit of food stored, several months' supplies of staples such as flour, oil, stock powder, butter, cheese, and pasta. And the farm is now producing food constantly, especially eggs and vegetables, wild-crafted greens such as amaranth, mugwort, leeks, mallow, etc., and of course Nepal, the prickly pear, cacti, which are about to ripen with about 100 kilograms of fruit. These will be converted to jam, and any excess will be fed to the chickens. This is why I do what I do." That is just a small portion of, that's just one paragraph of one of the emails. And this is, she talks about how she was recovering after her, after being thrown off a horse and breaking ribs and those kinds of things.
13 bones.
Yeah, 13 bones. I mean, yeah.
Dislocated hip.
Yeah. She goes on a couple weeks later and says, I've been doing about 3 or 4 hours of work each day, such as fixing electrical wires, planting seeds, cooking food, seeing to the chickens, etc. So not heavy work. Afterwards, I wonder why I'm tired, but this is good. It means that I'm on the road to recovery. I just wish I could do more. I can carry a gallon bottle of water a short distance, which is good. This means I can boil water to do dishes, but I'm noticing the mess in my house, and it's annoying me. I don't have the energy to clean, do laundry, but that will come. So this book, I mean, this is how Gwyneth writes an email. And it's a far cry from typical emails, you know, like the letter U space good. You good? B, the letter B, the letter C, and then the letter U. B, C, and U.
Well, C, U, L, 8, the number 8, R.
Yeah.
Apparently means see you later.
Yeah, yeah. So this actually is complete sentences, well fleshed out thoughts, and it's kind of a how to do manual with current events put in there, with some of the news information that was going on at the time. And Gwyneth, I assume that this will be. You'll have the dates associated with each portion of... Yeah, so you'll see it in chronological order.
It's chronological.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see the progression of my life. And I was a fairly good horse breaker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was at the level where I could get a completely green horse. And you see this progression of me. I'd bought... Lily, that was the horse that I fell off at the beginning of 2020, and I think the letters start in about May, and so from about February to May, I was doing the initial groundwork and, you know, all that sort of thing, and by the time May came around, I was riding her for the first time, and then a few weeks later, I was beginning to canter her and all that sort of thing. But it's really, I still have Lily, and I've got no plans on selling Lily. But she's going to be used as a pack horse. She is being trained now as a pack horse to help out with work on the farm. So she's going to have still a useful purpose in life. And that's going to be the end.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will hold a presser in the East Room at 4 p.m. Eastern today. It should be noted President Biden continues to deny the media a list of attendees at Biden's Delaware home. Since the president has spent one quarter of his presidency there, the media must assume presidential business is being conducted in Delaware. Another example of soft-on-crime DAs not protecting their citizenry, a combined $250,000 reward is now being offered to help the LAPD track down the person responsible for stabbing UCLA graduate student Brianna Kupfer in a random act of violence. The suspect, 31-year-old Sean Lavelle Smith, is a career criminal with a rap sheet on both coasts of the United States. LAPD Lieutenant John Radke.
The Los Angeles community needs to come together and come together for the right reason. Of course, it's not just the money, but we need to hold this person accountable for what they did.
Ms. Kupfer was working at a furniture store in Los Angeles, California, when she was struck down. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The World Economic Forum, the Davos Agenda, is going on now in Geneva, Switzerland. The forum is hosting global leaders on the imperatives of the year ahead. Executive Chairman Klaus Schwab ignores the Uyghur suppression by the Chinese regime and refers to China as inclusive.
It is my distinct honor and great privilege to introduce His Excellency Xi Jinping, President of the People's Republic of China, to open the Davos Agenda Week. China has made significant economic and social achievements under your leadership. You have achieved a historic goal to become a moderately prosperous society in all respects. I believe this is the best time for leaders to come together and work jointly for the world to become more inclusive, more sustainable, and more prosperous.
Chinese President Xi Jinping via a translator.
Major economies should see the world as one community. Think in a more systematic way. Increase policy transparency and information sharing.
Dr. Anthony Fauci.
The amount of disinformation that is accompanying what should be a problem where everyone pulls together against the common enemy, which is the virus. We have disinformation that is entirely destructive.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, in February of 2021, there was a massive storm in Texas, just massive, and it was snow and freezing drizzle, and there were automobile accidents, like 100-plus car pileup on Interstate 35 in Fort Worth, and so it was a mess, power outages, those kinds of things. And so at that time, Gwen sent me an email, and here's part of what she said. I'm just trying to work out why these people in Texas are not cutting branches off trees and building bonfires in their backyards, or even making little rocket stoves out of old baked bean cans and burning twigs. Maybe it's because they were told not to, or maybe it's because there's no internet and they can't search YouTube for a video to tell them how to do it. When my husband Archie was a boy during World War II in Glasgow, there were blackouts, which meant there was no electricity to run the oil heaters. People were breaking up their dining tables and sofas and building little fireplaces out of paint cans in the middle of their living rooms. Probably some houses burned down, but a lot of people didn't burn their houses down and saved their lives. Those who did it wrong died, and those who did it properly lived. Nobody was really bothered about it if a house burned down, other than the tragedy of it. No one sued anyone because death was everywhere anyway. The Nazis were bombing the city and many homes were destroyed that way. And also, a lot of people did freeze in their homes who didn't build these types of stoves. So people figured it was worth the risk of making this type of wood stove to save their lives. And most of the trees in the city were cut down, with people gathering fuel for their fires. So does that, class, does that sound like a typical email that you get in your email inbox? Probably not. But that's just a portion of one of the emails that Gwyneth sent me. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah. Archie was a really interesting guy, and he had a multitude of these sorts of stories, and he was I helped him to write a book once as well, and that book's still in the State Library of Victoria. And one day when there's a bit of a let up in this craziness, I'll go into the State Library and I'll photocopy it and I'll bring it home and I'll type it up and I'll republish it on Amazon. But that's the only copy that I know that's still in existence is in the State Library of Victoria. And I have the rights to that work because I'm his widow. And so I'd be entitled to just go in and try to copy the whole thing. You normally would not be able to do that, but if anybody confronted me, I'd say, listen, I'm his widow and I'm his heir. And I typed this whole thing in the first place anyway because Archie didn't know how to use a computer. But yeah, he used to tell these sorts of stories. And this is the thing, people have gotten out of the way of telling stories. They have gotten out of the way of talking to each other and transmitting oral history to each other. And oral history is something that I'm actually very, very fond of. And sometimes in the afternoon, I'll just sit down, you know, if the internet's behaving itself, which is an issue in and of itself around here, I'll just sit and watch an oral history video of somebody sitting down, and maybe this video was filmed, you know, 50 or 80 years ago, of somebody sitting and talking about what their lives were like when they were little. And for one thing, it's just tremendously interesting. But for another thing, it teaches you how the world used to be. And if you've got any old people in your family, you should do everything that you can to look after them. And you should do everything that you can to keep them out of a nursing home. And I'm aware that sometimes it can't be helped. Sometimes people have to go into nursing homes. But that should be a last resort and not a first resort. And I think that people are really missing out by not listening to their old people. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah. Here's another paragraph, and I'm going to substitute the person's name. If Gwyneth chooses to use it in her book, you know, that's her choice. But it says, and this is about another broadcaster. It is not me. Okay. in the first minute of his broadcast today, so-and-so said that some people were criticizing that he wasn't prepared for the ice storm. And he went on to explain that he had the funds for an off-grid system 3 years ago, but that the municipality wouldn't authorize the permits. So these emails span lots of topics and are absolutely fascinating. So there's some behind-the-scenes information. There is preparedness information throughout. I think that this book that you're writing is going to be a one of those books that you don't want to lend out because you don't want it to never come back. You want to keep it. And Gwyneth, do you think it's possible for you to? I think it's going to be really difficult, but wouldn't it be neat if you could autograph them? But I think that'd be really difficult because you're in Australia. But I think what you could do is if someone buys that book, you could send them an email, a personal email, and say, you know, depending on, you know, if you get overwhelmed. But within reason, you could send them an email and say, you know, thank you for buying the book. And, you know, I'm glad that you've had a chance to read it. Gwyneth, you know, just a little note that they can stick, print off and stick in their book.
Yeah, I would be happy to do that. And, in the past I've had a little personalized, there's a thing where you can get author copies where I could, through Amazon, I could buy a copy of my own book and then send it on to somebody, and they would send me funds through a funding source like PayPal, for instance, and then I would go and buy a copy of my own book, and then I would address it to them, and then they would give me a postal address, and then I would put a special note on the receipt so that they could, and Amazon has that feature where you can write a special note on a receipt when you're making a gift of a book, or if you're the author and you're sending a copy of the book to somebody. So I could certainly do that. You know, this is it. This used to be something of a literary tradition, but it's fallen through the cracks of the modern world. But there are examples, if you go back in the history books, of very famous authors who wrote, who had very good friends that they corresponded with over a period of years. And back in the day, there was no email, so it was all handwritten letters. But they would later on, maybe after the author's death or in collaboration with the author, then usually the recipient would publish the writings, the letters that they had been written from this famous author. And I think that a couple that I could name off the top of my head, although I might be wrong, I think that Virginia Woolf had a volume of letters. C.S. Lewis and Mark Twain. I think that those are three quite famous authors who, and I think, you know, I couldn't name any others for sure, but I'm fairly sure that Virginia Woolf and C.S. Lewis and Mark Twain all have volumes of letters that were written between themselves and other famous, you know, literary people of the day. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you can go out and you can buy them today. Mm-hmm. But it's a literary tradition that's fallen through the cracks, and I think that it needs to be resurrected. So this is my way of resurrecting it in the modern world. I don't think anyone's published a book of emails.
Right. Well, one of the broadcasters I really think was outstanding, actually the finest broadcaster ever to live, in my opinion, was Art Bell. And, class, this broadcast style is borrowed from Art Bell, where he would interview, he didn't call them faculty, they were guests, but he would interview regular guests on his show. We call it a class. He had a show, but what he did was long questions, long answers, slow, deliberate, fleshed out. Yeah, that's what he did, and that's what we try to do here. And so I was so fascinated with Art Bell and his ability to communicate. I bought one of his books, and I was able to get one that was personalized. But here's what he did. So he had the same problem that Gwyneth has. You know, the books are at the publisher. They can be shipped for lower cost from the publisher because they get bigger discounts than if we were to ship individually as just individuals compared to the corporate discounts that maybe an Amazon would get. So the book I have has his signature, but it's on a label. So it looks like he must have had, you know, 1,000 labels in front of him. He signed Art Bell, Art Bell, Art Bell, Art Bell, and then shipped those labels that he signed off to the shipper of the books. And each book that went out got a label stuck, you know, on the inside of the book. You know, the inside cover of the book, there was a label that said Art Bell. Now, that's a possibility, Gwyneth. So if, depending on demand, maybe you could get some labels, send me a bunch of labels, and then if someone said, I would like to have, you know, Gwyneth's autograph on a label, and if they sent me a self-addressed stamped envelope, I could just put the label in there and ship it from Missouri. So that's another possibility.
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah.
It depends on how the supply chain goes, you know, because that's absolutely teetering, which is a topic in and of itself. You know, we might discuss that a bit later. But, oh, my gosh, this is why I have absolutely resisted tooth and nail going to the e-book format. I've said, no, I don't like e-books. But the truth of it is 90%, this is the true statistics, okay, around about 90% of book sales now are in e-book format. People, and only about 10% of people out there are buying books in paper form.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
And showed me an email, and it says, Vincent, I learned something today. That there are over 2 million people in the United States who are over 40 stone in weight, or over 560 pounds. Wow, what is wrong here? I can't stand being inactive. I measured my body mass index yesterday, and it was 20. This is the fattest I've ever been. For almost my entire life, I've had almost no belly fat, meaning I could see my abdominal muscles under my skin. This is the kind of thing, the news, the research that she brought up in these emails, things that we would talk about on the air, and quite fascinating. Gwyneth, any comments about that?
Yeah, I've never been fat. Oh yes, I have been. When I was a toddler, I had no neck. I was a little ball of lard. When I was a baby, a newborn baby, I came out of my mother's womb and I was round. I was a little cumshy, as the Scots would say. I had a head and I had a body and there was no neck between them. And I was in shape all right. I was round, and round is a shape, as the joke goes. But then I learned to walk, and you can see I have in my, you know, personal photo collection, I have paper photographs from when I was a little girl, and you can see from when I was a little baby, and other people in the family have photos of me too, of course, and you can see from when I was a baby, I was just a round head on a round body. And then I learned to walk. And about, you know, when I was on about my second or third birthday, one of the family members gave me a wheelbarrow, and it was a purple wheelbarrow. And I used to put stuff in the wheelbarrow as a 2 or 3 year old, and I used to push this wheelbarrow all over the place. and it was rocks and it was dolls and it was bits of wood, and I was helping, you know. And I used to get given rides in the wheelbarrow by my dad, so me putting the dolls in the wheelbarrow was me doing that sort of parenting play. But I lost the weight. By the time I was about 3 or 4 years old, I was thin. And I've never been fat since, and I've always eaten well. I've always eaten very, very healthy food, and I've always eaten the food that I eat to this day, which is mostly breakfast cereal in the morning, and then sandwiches at lunchtime, and soup at night. And that's generally the food that my mum made for me, and it's the same food that I eat to this day. And about 2 or 3 times a week, my mum would vary the meal by she would make something like cauliflower cheese, or she would make a roast on the weekend. And I don't do the roast on the weekend at the moment, you know. But now and again, I do a roast when I have a spare roaster in the chicken pen. And thank you, Lindley, for Lindley's daughter for giving us that word. That's an excellent word, and it gets used around here to this day, yeah. Roaster. Yeah, but that means a rooster. We have too many roosters sometimes, and so sometimes one of them ends up in the cooking pan. But this is it. And I think that if everybody lived this way, with living with a modest and yet nourishing diet, that nobody would be fat. And I still, these days, it's not a wheelbarrow, it's a handcart. I had my birthday not so long ago, a few months ago now, and I had Christmas. And my son, for my Christmas present, I asked for a new wheelbarrow. And instead of getting me a new wheelbarrow, they got me a new handcart, which has a tipping function. It's called a gorilla cart. So if anyone wants to go on the internet and look up what a gorilla cart is, then they can, and I highly recommend them. I love my gorilla cart. I think it's great. And to this day, I'm still living the same mode of life that I lived when I was 2 and 3 years old with my parents. And it's the mode of life that they taught me, and it's a good one. And yes, my mother was raised in a Depression-era home, with her mother had 7 children and almost no money, and she raised these children. I don't know how she did it, but she did it by living in a Depression-era way. And I think she must have grown vegetables, and I know that she pickled and canned and made jam and made chutney, because she taught my mum how to do it, and my mum taught me how to do it.
Yeah, we're going into...
I can hear music again.
Yeah, we're going to the top of the hour break. And I'd just like to read a couple more paragraphs, if that's okay with you, Gwyneth. Then we can talk about the tsunami and some of the effects of the tsunami. Gwyneth and I will be right back.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.